Here are some of the headlines that made the year 1979.
January 4th, Ohio agrees to pay $675,000 to families of dead and injured in Kent State University shootings.
January 7th, Vietnam and Vietnam-backed Cambodian insurgents announce the fall of Cambodian capital, Phnom Penh, and collapse of the Pol Pot regime.
January 21st, the Pittsburgh Steelers defeated the Dallas Cowboys 35-31 in Super Bowl 13.
February 1st, the Shah leaves Iran after a year of turmoil. January 16th, revolutionary forces under Muslim leader Ayatollah Khomeini take over.
March 28th, nuclear power plant accident at Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania releases radiation.
May 3rd, conservatives win British election. Margaret Thatcher becomes a new prime minister.
June 14th, Carter and Brezhnev sign SALT II agreement.
November 4th, Iranian militants seize U.S. embassy in Tehran and hold hostages.
December 27th, the Soviet Union invades Afghanistan, sparking global protests.
These are some of the headlines that made the year 1979. And in 2024, you're listening to XY Podcasts. What's going on, brother?
Oh man, not a lot. Still got a flooding. This hurricane, man.
Yeah, I saw some of that on the news. I've actually got some buddies down there. I got some family down there, and I got a good buddy down there in Florida that I got to check on.
We have a whole county underwater right now.
Dang.
Yeah.
There was a guy on the news. His house flooded. Bro was in a canoe in his living room. He was just chilling in a canoe. He was wearing nothing but sunglasses, some bikinis, and some like water shoes. And he was just chilling out in his living room in the canoe, just paddling around.
that's the ocean ghetto right there.
Exactly. I just hope that property damage and stuff aside, because I know a lot of people are going to lose their homes. I just hope there's not a big massive loss of life.
So far, 25, I believe the count is. That's unfortunate, you know. Pray for their families.
Yeah.
We opened up our floodgates first time since Hugo.
Hmm. Dang. How close is it to where you guys are? You guys having to deal with any flooding on, you know, close to where you're living?
We did. Our road closed down. The bridges were covered.
Hmm.
And then the town over to us, they had a mudslide where it took half the interstate out. Going into North Carolina.
Dang. Well,
it's crazy.
You don't need me to tell you to not go anyplace if you don't have to.
I ain't going nowhere.
Sure ain't going anywhere on the interstate.
Nope. At least one way.
Ah, man. Yeah, definitely praying for those folks. Hopefully, there's not too great of a loss of life. And like I said, I hope my buddy's okay. I got to check on him.
Yeah, definitely. My uncle's down in Florida. Got to check on him as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, back in 1979, as you mentioned in the news headlines, there was a disaster of sorts, a very near disaster, the nuclear accident at Three Mile Island. What you may not know is that I grew up like not too far from there.
Far. Was you from a close disaster?
Yeah, I was, like I said, I was within spitting distance of where Three Mile Island was.
Oh, good grief.
So when the quote-unquote disaster happened, when the accident happened and there was radiation released, there was radiation released. Now, depending on who you ask or who was reporting, it was either a whole lot or it was like not enough to even make a difference. It was like the equivalent of like maybe a chest x-ray.
Right.
But my mom was on top of it. She shipped me and my brother off to New York to stay with our grandmother. And then she came back home to deal with the radiation and brave it like a good parent, or as I suspect, was enjoying time without her kids.
She got a vacation.
She got a vacation. She, oh, they're gone.
Let's watch Love Boat.
no, my mother shook a tail feather, I guarantee you. I guarantee you
Barnyard.
she made the most of time without me and my brother. My mother still is every place she wants to be. She just came back from a tropical vacation, so I guarantee you that she was enjoying her time without us
She was living
because
it up.
because I mean, and don't get me wrong, mom has always been on top of it as a mom. You know, my brother and I have never ever been neglected. You know, both of our parents have been on top of it, you know, on as far as that goes.
Right.
But any opportunity there was for her to enjoy herself, she took it and still does. I can't keep up with my mother. But yeah, I'm reasonably sure that she most made the most of the time that you know, my brother and I went to stay with our grandmother. But they the irony about the Three Mile Island accident is it happened after this film was released called The China Syndrome, which I think, if I remember correctly, the film itself was somewhat controversial and like scared the dickens out of people. It was like, oh my goodness, what happens if there was an accident at one of these nuclear reactors? And then
The fact scared people.
lo and behold, not only is there one, but it's in my hometown.
We have a nuclear plant here as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Oak Ridge.
And it's active?
It's active, yeah.
Yeah, they're talking about restarting Three Mile Island, which I believe you just mentioned a few minutes ago, but it is on the news.
Yeah, what did I say? Closed down in 2019, but reopening soon.
Well,
That's
because
wild. No.
the it was the Unit 2 reactor that where the accident happened, so they restarted Unit 1 not too long after that. Well, I guess after the cleanup. But yeah, Unit 1 had been active. I'm not up on my nuclear reactor work schedule, but it's kind of nice just to turn on the light switch or plug in the air fryer or blender and not really have to think about where the power is coming from.
Yeah, do we really want to know how it all works?
Probably not. You know, just as long as you pay the light bill at the end of the month.
Exactly. As long as my insides don't look like fried chicken livers, we're good.
And your pee doesn't glow.
It's neon.
You know, you joke, but I just had a family member who actually just had like some imaging done, some nuclear imaging, and
Yeah.
they injected him with dye, and when he peed, it was like fluorescent green. It looked like Mountain Dew.
Oh my God. Please tell me you have pictures.
No, it didn't occur to me at the time to take a picture of their urine. Excuse me while I whip out my phone. Hey. That's
Flush that
it.
Looking like Seahawk colors.
was just it was interesting looking because he was like, oh, I was like, yeah. I was kind of looking forward to it actually because I was like, you know, they injected you with like nuclear dye. That should do some interesting things to your urine. And lo and behold, you
Sure
know,
enough.
bling. But what else was going on in 1979? I had met some really good friends in the neighborhood. We had just moved to an apartment complex, just like it was just one little court. Our version of an ungated gated community. So everybody knew each other. You know, there was a community pool. There was a, you know, a playground thing.
You got the community gang around.
Yeah, you know, and all the kids knew each other, you know, and there were the kids that got made fun of probably more than others, whether they deserved to be or not. In a previous the previous episode where I mentioned taking the trip to the Bronx, you know, we saw the clones of Bruce Lee. That was the one friend that I met there, you know, in the apartments. And he was a couple of years older than me. But you know, he did definitely looked out for me. It was like having a big brother.
Oh, nice.
And in prepping for this episode, I was astounded with the amount of media that there was to take in, and how much I even remember just from, you know, because I was in 79. I was, you know, nine, probably watching a few things that I shouldn't have.
I mean, We all go through that stage,
Yeah.
especially on HBO at midnight past 1 o'clock. Anyway.
Yeah. But there were some good flicks from 1979 that I still occasionally enjoy to this day. I am oh so curious to know what movie selections you might have had from 79. And I did go first last time, so it is most definitely your turn.
Oh, you're giving me the crown this time.
Yes.
And these are movies that I have watched from
Oh, okay.
79.
Okay. I believe you.
Alien.
Oh, okay. There's a good chance that that might end up being on my list.
That's the one I was referring to. Oh no, I have six.
Okay.
I miscounted. Yep, Alien was my first one. My second one is Mad Max, the original. So my third pick is kind of interesting. All right, I watched the movie, but then later they made a video game out of it for PlayStation 2, and it's called The Warriors.
Oh, okay. I guess maybe that movie had a bit of a cult following. I do remember watching that movie as a kid. Or,
Another interesting fact about that movie and video game is there's a song called Fight Music that D12 did, and it's kind of like the Warriors based. It looks kind of like the movie, the way they did the music video. That was
oh.
interesting. So the third or the fourth one, sorry, was this one gave me the creeps after I looked it up. I did some research on it. The original Amityville Horror.
Oh, yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
It was pretty creepy, actually. But,
This
you know,
dude, he hid in the attic until everyone went to sleep.
interesting bit of trivia. I don't know if you caught this or not, but the lead actor, Lutz, guy who played the lead character, that's Josh Brolin's dad.
No way.
Yep, it's James Brolin.
Wow. Perfect fit.
Yeah, and if you look at them, if you look at James Brolin when he's young and you look at Josh Brolin, they look very similar.
That's wild. No, I didn't even know that.
And number five.
Number five is one of my favorite Clint Eastwood movies, The Escape from Alcatraz.
Oh, yes, I was unaware of that movie.
You didn't see
Never heard of it before now. There's no chance that it's on
it?
my list.
Okay. I'm gonna say what my 8-year-old says. You're being
Yes.
startastic. She can't quite say sarcastic yet.
As my wife would say, you're being facetious.
You're being fecal. Oh man. Okay, so my last pick is Rocky 2.
Yep, that is right. That is 79.
Oh yeah.
And that was actually my first Rocky movie.
Was it really?
I didn't see the first one until later. It might have been years later, actually. Yeah, the first Rocky movie that I saw was Rocky II. I think it was one of the older kids in our development who went out and said it saw it and said you should go see it. And my uncle took me to see it. But I digress. I guess it's my turn.
I'm curious what you have.
Well, you know two of them already.
Well,
Let me see. Let me fire this up here. So, my number 10 pick is Moonraker, which is a James Bond flick. Moonraker, I'm reasonably sure is probably the campiest of all the Bond films, or among the campiest movie. Number nine is The Jerk
The jerk.
with Steve Martin. It was a comedy, one of his first movies. And it was funny and inappropriate for a 9-year-old to be watching. That's all I'm going to say about that. Number eight was Meteor with Sean Connery, the other Bond.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it was a pretty interesting flick. Number seven, Escape from Alcatraz.
The one you've never seen.
I didn't see it. Nope.
Not
Who was
nineteen
in that?
times.
Who was in that? Clint Black, you said?
I think his name was Scott Eastwood.
Scotty. Okay. Yeah. I think his dad used to be in movies.
Something like that.
Yeah. Number six, The China Syndrome, which I just finished talking about. And really the only reason it's on this list, I did see it, of course, but it's only on this list because it is personally significant to those of us who lived in the Harrisburg area in 1979.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Number five is Time After Time.
Like the song.
The movie actually preceded the song.
Oh, nice.
The movie, it was a time travel story. It was about H.G. Wells. Malcolm McDowell played H.G. Wells, and he created a time machine. And little did he know that one of his contemporaries, who was a doctor, was actually Jack the Ripper, who stole his time machine and then escaped into the late 70s, where he had a whole new hunting ground. So, but it's probably I don't it's probably dated, but for the time it was really kind of slick.
Yeah.
Number four, Apocalypse Now.
That's a good one too.
Once again, not entirely appropriate for a 9-year-old to be watching, but
No, I think I was like 11 or 12 when I saw that one.
oh, good, you waited till
Yeah.
not quite puberty. Number three is Disney's first foray into probably the closest thing to a horror movie they had ever done by that point was The Black Hole. So number two on my movie list is something that will probably not come as a surprise to you. Depends on how in-depth you did your research for that year. But it was definitely something that was personally significant to me. Star Trek, the motion picture.
Saw it
Yes.
on
And then I have a couple honorable mentions. This movie I watched a lot. Not that it was very good, but and if I watched it now, I'd probably think it was horrible. But Concorde Airport 79.
Oh, never heard of them.
Well, you are too young to remember the airport movies. They would do every so often they would do a movie called Airport, and it was about some kind of an airline disaster.
Wow.
My next honorable mention is a movie called Zulu Dawn. I confess to actually never having seen Zulu. Zulu Dawn. I saw Zulu,
Yeah.
which was a movie about the British Army taking on Zulu warriors and almost getting wiped out. But I remember my father and stepmother would watch Zulu, and they're like, Zulu Dawn was better. And I was like, well, what was the difference between Zulu and Zulu Dawn? It's like, well, at the end of Zulu, the Zulu warriors basically just leave like a small amount of soldiers left and then demonstrate that they could come back and kill them at any point. But then they just leave. And the movie ends with like these British soldiers, the handful that are left, like really thankful for their lives. Well, according to my parents in Zulu Dawn, they just wipe everybody out.
Hey, maybe it's worth checking out.
And that's what made Zulu Dawn better than Zulu. So,
Murders. It's all
yeah.
about the murders.
The African warriors wiped out all the white dudes. That's what made Zulu Dawn better in their minds. So, and my final honorable mention is 10.
Number 10 or spelled out 10.
10, the number 10.
Okay.
It was with Bo Derek and Dudley Moore. Look it up. And my top pick of 1979, which I'm sure you've figured out by now, is Alien.
Yes, which was my number one pick.
Yes. It's a masterpiece. There are very few films that are as especially horror movies that are crafted better than Alien.
Right.
So, what kind of television shows were you? Well, you weren't watching anything in 79, but
Oh, watched reruns.
for sure, I
Yeah.
guarantee you there's some going to be some duplicates from this one.
I only have three picks for this one because, dude, I went through a list of like 200 and found three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So my number one pick on TV shows, though, and I still watch these today, The Dukes of Hazzard.
I totally didn't see that coming, by the way.
I've seen every episode of that show.
Even as I was putting it on my list, I was like, with every keystroke, he's got this one. He's got this one. I
That's
know
my
he's
number
got
one
this one.
show. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can't compile a best of TV list without including that one.
We're just some good old boys.
Cheat, 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 cheat.
This next one kind of the only reason I put it on here is because I've watched so many episodes of this while I was in high school. It's like engraved in my brain because I took trades classes, carpentry,
Oh, this old
and
house.
this old house. Yep. So my last pick is Flash Gordon.
Oh, that surprises me,
Yeah.
especially since it's on my list.
Oh, you've never heard of it.
No, absolutely not. I didn't even know that that was even a Flash. What?
See, you copied my list.
Yeah, I guess I did. You need to tighten up your internet security. So I guess there's no point in beating around the bush on my TV list since you hit two of them.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you did.
I think I know which two.
Well, so I just told you that Flash Gordon's on my list.
Yep.
So, but my number five pick is Benson, which we talked about in a previous episode. That was Benson was spun off of Soap,
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
it premiered in 79. I think I thought it premiered maybe a little later than that, but no, it premiered in 79. So, number four pick is Buck Rogers in the 25th Century. Interesting bit of trivia is I actually met the lead actor who played Buck Rogers, Gil Gerard, maybe about, 10, 15 years ago.
Good guy.
Can't really say. It was cool meeting him, but it's interesting when, like I said, if you watch the show, he's this, pretty kind of stocky, good-looking young guy. Maybe struggling with his weight because they make him wear spandex because everyone in the 25th century wears spandex, but for the most part, a good-looking guy. But I met this old guy in his late 60s who dropped the F-bomb left and right. But it was cool. It was surreal. My number three pick is a series called Star Blazers, which was the American version of a Japanese animated series called Space Battleship Yamato. Number two is Flash Gordon.
Oh, that's the other one. I thought you had this old house.
No, that was Flash Gordon. I actually watched the show, and it was very, very well done.
Was you waiting once a week?
The animation for that show was fantastic. Fantastic. Anyway, and my number one pick, only because, I watched it occasionally, but the impact of the culture was undeniable, and that was the Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Honorable mentions are Sports Center, The Facts of Life, and Heart to Heart. So you have, I'm going to assume you have five standard music picks and three honorable mentions. Is that what we're doing?
Well, Yeah, we could do it that way.
So you have a total of 8 picks.
Yeah. 8 picks all together because, like, all of them's just great. All right. Here we go. Number one, I went with my mom's, one of my mom's favorite to listen to. Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger. Which, unfortunately, recently, I think he retired from music and can't really sing anymore.
That happens with a lot of guys from that era, which is unfortunate.
Aerosmith the same way.
I'm kind of not surprised that it happened to Bob Seger, given how he sung. But it is kind of sad. Not too many people sound like him, and it's kind of unfortunate. Steve Perry, same thing.
Right, yeah.
Phil Collins, actually.
I didn't know about Phil Collins. I know Steve Perry had to quit Journey. Talk
I
about
want
him.
that old time rock and roll.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no. Oh, no. That's so wrong.
Was ignorant. Oh, wow. Just giving myself more work.
Oh man.
Where did we leave off?
I said Bob
See,
Seger
you got your first music pick.
yeah, number one was Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger.
20 minutes later. Next.
Okay, number two, Renegade by Styx.
Okay.
Oh. See, for me, I think 79 was a weird era for music. Or weird year, whatever you want to call it. It was like going out of the hippie days into the rock stage.
Yeah. I will say that I didn't put it on my music list because it didn't come out in 1979, but I thought seriously about putting 1979 on my list by Smashing Pumpkins.
Just for the year.
Just for the year.
Yeah. That wouldn't have been a bad idea. So, number three, I Want You to Want Me by Cheap Trick.
Okay.
That was one of my dad's. He likes that song.
Nice.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with somebody just yelling out, "I want you to want me."
I remember the song, among many others.
And I guarantee you, my next two picks, you'll be like, "Yeah, I knew he was gonna pick that."
Okay.
All right, my next one is "Boogie Wonderland" by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So then I suspect I know what the next one is.
Before I get to the next one, I want you to try to guess what it is.
September.
No.
Oh.
That didn't make the list because I've used it in the past.
Oh,
I've talked about it so much, I had to go with something different.
okay.
This one is a really good song. It has a lot of meaning behind it for me personally. Reunited by Peaches and Herb.
I would have never guessed that in a million years.
Really?
Never. There was a
Oh
small
yeah.
chance it was going to end up on my list because, it was it got mad radio play and on when I was, when I was that age, when I was around, when I was a
Yeah.
kid.
That
But
song is still freaking jams.
okay. Another surprise.
Yeah. Reunited and it feels so good.
Wow. Okay. That was a surprise too.
Welcome to my world.
Indeed.
So, these three I'll just run through.
Okay.
These are my honorable mentions. And they'll probably surprise you.
I have been so far.
Okay, good. Good. That's what I like to hear. Dancing Fool by Frank Zappa.
Okay, not too big of a surprise.
Okay. Yeah, that song. It reminds me of kind of like a hip hop feel at the beginning of
Okay.
it. Good Timing by the Beach Boys.
All right, not a big surprise there.
And One Chain, Don't Make No Prison by Santana.
Yeah, I was not really big surprises there, especially Santana.
Oh, Santana, he's one of my most favorite guitarists.
How can he not be? He's up there. I think the trifecta of guitarists is
Yeah.
Clapton, Hendrix, and Santana.
Santana, he's just amazing.
Well, for my list, it's I've got five regular picks and three honorable mentions. I'll start with the honorable mentions. So first,
All right.
so the Sultans of Swing by Dire Straits.
Oh, the Dire Straits, that's a good group.
Yeah, and I like the tune. Another honorable mention, just because it makes me laugh when I think about this the whole song. MacArthur Park by Donna Summer. So she covered it, which I didn't know at the time because I was just a kid, but
Yeah.
she released like a reversion of MacArthur Park that was days long. And by days long, I mean I think there's a 15-minute version of this song that she put out.
Holy crap.
It's and it's very disco. It's very unapologetically what it is, and it's dan 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 dan. And when I'm a kid listening to Donna Summer singing about someone left the cake out in the rain. So at nine, I go to my mother with questions. It's like, Mom, why did someone leave the cake out in the rain? And why was Donna Summer upset about it that she was singing that, she couldn't take it because it took so long to bake it and she'd never have the recipe again. That's, you can't put a song out like that. You can't be Donna Summer and be singing about people leaving your cake out in the rain.
Without
So,
questions.
without 9-year-old Scott having some queries. So I, my third honorable mention is "Don't Bring Me Down" by ELO.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
And then my proper list is "He's the Greatest Dancer" by Sister Sledge.
Number five.
Number five.
All right.
Number four, September, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Let's go.
Number three, and I surprised even myself by putting on the list, but there's no way that I couldn't. The Devil Went Down to Georgia, the Charlie Daniels Band.
Have you heard The Devil Went to Jamaica?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Of course, I have. Which I enjoy every bit as much as The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
I know, right? It's like the same, but different.
So number two would be Rise by Herb Alpert.
Haven't heard that one. I might have.
You have, I guarantee you have. As a matter of fact, there's a scene in Doctor Strange where they're talking about it.
Okay, then I probably have, just don't recognize the artist.
It's all trumpet.
All right.
Well, if it's not familiar to you now, it will be when you listen to the finished recording.
I'll take a gander at it.
And then my number one pick is "Rapper's Delight" by the Sugar Hill Gang. The hip, hop, you don't stop. Rock it out, baby, bubble to the boogity, bang, bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
I said I can't wait till the end of the week when I rap it to the rhythm of the groovy beat in an attempt to raise your body heat. Just blow your mind so well that you can't see. That's from the long version if those lyrics weren't familiar.
What? The Rapper's Delight?
Rapper's Delight.
I haven't heard that, no.
Oh yeah, that was there was a long version. That was Wonder Mike from the second verse, the long version.
Okay.
And I think there was another part where he's like a can of beer that's sweeter than honey, like a millionaire that has no money, like a rainy day that is not wet, like a gambling fiend that does not bet.
Oh, you are exactly right. Yeah, that's I'm looking at the lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah, you're spot on. No joke.
Oh, well, we might have listened to that song like maybe 4 or 5,000 times. So I know I don't remember it exactly now, but back then I could sing every breath and every piece of punctuation from that song back when we were kids. I said it hit. Hop the hippie to the hip hip hop, you don't stop, rock it out, baby bubba to the boogie, the bang bang, the boogie to bead.
That's like, I believe it was the first rap song.
It was the first commercially successful rap song. It wasn't the
Yeah.
first, but it was the first one that everybody heard because it was the first one to cross over. Another song from that album that I'm just as big a fan of, if not bigger, is Rapper's Reprise, where the Sugar Hill Gang actually collaborated with a girl rap group called I don't actually remember the name of them, but the six of them temporarily called the group the Supersonic Six, but it's called Rapper's Reprise Jam Jam, which I should probably
Okay.
send you to send that to you. But the girls could rap too. I mean, we know women can rap now, but back then we didn't know. We had
Back then,
just,
it wasn't really an art form.
yeah, we had just found out about the Sugar Hill Gang, so we didn't know anything about these folks. But anywho, so
I
those are
believe
my music picks, and
strong list.
I think both of the lists were strong. The 79, I mean. Once again, from that era, the music was rich. There was you could look through the Billboard's top 100 for that year, and there would just be songs that you would never touch. There was just hundreds and hundreds of good songs. I didn't even mention anything by Chic.
And you're not talking about the Iron Sheik either.
No, I'm talking about Chic, Chic. It was spelled chick, which confused the heck out of me. Once again, as a 9-year-old, it's like, Mom, that says chick. It's pronounced chic, baby. But it says chick.
Yo, whoa, where's that big ass spider in my house?
Well, do the right thing and kill it.
I'm attempting to good googly moogly.
Send a picture first.
No.
What, did it pull a gun on you?
I don't know where
Oh, you can't find the spider?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's even worse. Somebody said if you told me when I was a kid, if you try to step on a spider and you miss, it follows you for the rest of your life.
That's messed up, man.
That's a messed up thing to say, isn't
Why would you say that to me?
it? But I wasn't saying it to you per se. I was just relaying an anecdote.
Oh, that's
I hope you find it.
I hope I kill it.
And by finding it, I mean like not when you pour a bowl of cereal tomorrow morning and it comes out and it's sitting on top of your Lucky Charms.
Guess who's back?
I hope you don't mind. I ate all the marshmallows out your cereal.
Dude. Anyway.
well,
Well,
that brings another good year to a close.
I was gonna tell you the first woman rapper I ever heard was on oh, who was it? Maya X from
Oh,
1998. The Make 'Em
okay.
Say Master P.
Oh, okay. But she's gonna say like Missy Elliott. Was
I'm
it
not
you
a
who
big
told me you
fan
don't
of
like
hers.
her?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of hers.
Well, she just was like she was just making words up. You know, I was mad at her for a while for talking about some butta ta ta butta ta 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 ta. Sex me so good to go blah blah blah. I was like, she just. There's words in the English language. You don't just be made like using. You can't just rap with gibberish.
Right?
But apparently people love her. She's got a big following. She was just honored at the was it the I think not the BET Music Awards. I think it was the Black Music Awards. She was just honored a couple of years ago.
I mean, I respect her for her craft, but
Yeah, you know, once again, just make up cho-cha, just making up words to because she was newer back then, so maybe she's just like, I need a word to rhyme with this, but I can't think of it. I'll just make one up.
right. And you know, the producer was Timbaland.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's when
Probably should
her
have.
beats were always amazing.
Okay. Well, all right. I guess we'll put this one to bed. Time for some housekeeping.
Time for some freaking spider spray. My goodness.
I guess that would be housekeeping too.
Yeah.
I don't envy you.
Just gonna sleep in the recliner tonight. I'll be fine.
We'll stop from crawling on you.
Yeah, true.
Nothing, there'd be nothing worse than waking up and like not being able to see out of one of your eyes because there's a spider over
Oh, hi, George.
it. Well, the reality is that in most cases, spiders don't want nothing to do with you.
It was. They just want to survive, I guess. I don't know. They're not going to in this house, I'll tell you that much.
No, he messed up when he came in. I'm with you. The only spider that has a chance of survival if I see it is a jumping spider, because they have personality. They're kind of cool. Matter of
And a
fact,
granddaddy long leg. I don't care to keep one of those in the corner. They
I
hate the
know
little
they're
critters.
relatively harmless to people, but I don't. They're creepy looking. See, the thing with the jumping spider is they also like look cute. They got you familiar with like Lucas the spider, the jumping
Yeah.
spider? Yeah, that's not too far away from how jumping spiders actually look. They got those big old eyes, and truthfully, most of them will like kind of like they'll hang out with you. I found one in my living room a couple of years ago, and I don't know what made me decide to not kill it. I was like, oh, it's a jumping spider. I just scooped it up and put it in a like a container. And then put it on my back deck on like the banister. And we were hanging out for a little while. I actually shot some video with it. And
Wow.
it wanted to like climb on my finger. And I was like, no, I'm not there yet. But he was just, looking up at me and I was,
What the
kind of,
heck?
we were just chilling, man. It was kind of cool. I think the video was like a couple minutes long. Used to have it on my phone. I don't have it anymore. But yeah, but like I said, people keep jumping spiders as pets. Well, then again, they keep all kinds of crazy, poisonous, deadly spiders as pets. I
Yeah,
think
let
the
me
only.
just keep this freaking brown recluse on my shoulder as a pet. That's going to be amazing.
Well, we should probably
Wrap it up.
let's wrap things up.
All right, I got something for you. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Also, let me remind you that bees don't waste their time talking to flies, why honey is better than crap. Remember that next time someone's trying to talk you out of your dreams.
Well said. Well
I know,
said
that's a good one,
indeed.
wasn't it?
It
That's a good one.
actually that was you kicking some knowledge tonight. Well, and with that, I will say X,
Why?
Z,
Z.
you later.
Later.
And we're out.
Not like sauerkraut.
Out like kraut stout. I'm gonna shout.
Like a light.
Shake it all about. And now we're gonna get funky. Two left. Take it back, right, y'all. One hop this time.
Right foot back. We ain't off it no more.
Hands on my knees, hands on my knees.
I can't stand up.
Rub the cream in.